passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. The final hour has arrived. We've been waiting for a number of calls today, and as we predicted nearly 3 hours ago, we wouldn't get some of them because there are certain callers that were not going to walk into this cauldron. But this next caller will. Legend is next.
Back where we belong, Black Hat brother. Back on the throne, baby. Back on the throne. Woo! Back on the throne, Paul Feinbaum. Where we belong, baby. Didn't you wake up happy this morning knowing Nick Saban was back on the throne, Paul? Tell the truth, baby.
Legend, you've been part of the show today. I mean, do I sound like I've had a good time the last couple hours?
Man, you do sound like you've had a good time the last couple hours. You've been having a good time all week, shaking your head, slapping them FS, whatever. I don't even know the damn name, but no more. TCU, slapping TCU around, man. You've been having a week, Paul. You've been having a week.
Yeah, I hate to see it end because sometimes, Legend, you map out a plot, and I think collectively the two of us did last week, and it all came to fruition.
Yeah, I was telling my friend in the background there, my Black Hat brother, that me and Squirrel had a meeting late Saturday night at the Black Hat Mafia headquarters. If Alabama didn't get in, we was headed to talk to Boo. Woo! Couldn't keep us out! Can't keep us out! I got a few people I need to address, Paul. I kept receipts this last year, if you don't mind.
No.
JK, get on down here, JK. Smack, smack, smack. Get on down here, JK. Get on them knees. Kiss that ring right there. There you go, JK. Kiss that ring. Yeah, JK, you're going to be sitting at home watching the playoffs. And guess what? We in the playoffs. Go ahead and kiss that ring right there, JK. Kiss that ring. Come on down, Dale. Come on down, Mr. Three-Peat. Come on down, Kirby Smart. Developed players better than Nick Saban. Kirby Smart's past him. Get on down there, Dale. Kiss that ring right there. Kiss that ring. Kiss it, Dale. Yep, kiss it. Kiss it. There you go. Come on down here, Michael Bratton. Yeah, the Brat. Come on down here, Brat. Get your butt down here. You used to being on your knees. Get on down here, Brat. Kiss that ring right there, Brat. There you go. Kiss it. Kiss it, baby. Kiss it. That's right. I told you, Georgia. I built you, and I had to destroy you. And I destroyed that ass, Georgia. That was personal. You've talked all that crap. Now y'all in here with all these hallmarks and flowers today. Don't remember what you said for the last year, talking all that trash, that Nick Saban was done, that the King was done, that the Ali, the godfather of college football, couldn't get it done no more. And what happened? David slapped all of you. Pimp slap. Pimp slap. Pimp slap. Pimp slap. Pimp slapped all of you. Back on the throne where we belong, baby. Where we belong. I told you last week it was going to be like Foreman at Ali. We rope-a-doped you, Georgia. We rope-a-doped you. Then Dallas Turner and Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry knocked your ass out. Told you there wasn't going to be no three-peat, and they ain't going to be no three-peat, baby. Woo! Back where we belong. Back where we belong, baby. And let me tell you something. If you didn't know it, get real close up to it. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you learn to love it because it's the best thing going today. Woo! The Alabama Crimson Tide, baby. Pimp slap to all y'all. Back where we belong. Now get your ass up here, I man, and kiss that ring. Kiss the ring, I man. Throwing all that trash. I kept receipts. Nick Saban made a fool out of all of you. Now we're going to cap it off by taking these cheaters behind the woodshed and beating the hell out of them. I hope you got every play, Jim Harbaugh, because we're going to beat your
Legend, I know he's your hero, but you're kind of going up against the nature boy in this game. He's been awfully talkative lately.
I'll put an elbow on nature boy and DDT his ass like Jake the Snake Roberts. Paul, you need me and K-Dunn to go down there with you, brother. The biscuit
pretty
fam,
good, pretty good chance I wouldn't mind having you out in Pasadena.
Yeah, me and K-Dunn going to have to get together. We said a few weeks ago, baby. If that's what happened, it happened. Let me say this, Florida State. You lost to Kentucky. You lost. You beat a team that lost to Kentucky. You barely beat the Gators. Yada, yada, yada. Wah, wah, wah. Kiss it! Kiss the ring! We're back, baby. I told you, Georgia. I built you. I destroyed you. Daddy's come home. He's on the throne. Now get your ass off, Kirby. It belongs to Nick. Elvis has left the building. Woo!
Bill is up next in Ohio. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on this, quite a day to talk about football. I appreciate it. As I said, I was kind of talking off the air there. Really, I just want to talk about the hypocrisy and really the incompetence of the committee, as I see it. I could go through a lot of different things, but you look, they said we're not the same team. Well, they had two games with their starting quarterback out. The first one, they went down to the swamp and beat Florida more handily so than Alabama did at Auburn. And I would say they're, pretty comparable teams, pretty comparable places to have to play. And right there is even. And then with the third-string quarterback, another quarterback, they go to the championship game, beat Louisville more handily so than the starting quarterback did Clemson. Two similar, once again, Louisville ranked higher teams. So why would they have any merit in saying it's not really the same team? You just can't cherry pick games and say, look how good Alabama looked against Georgia, and look how bad the Florida State offense looked against Louisville. It can really, really hypocritical, I think. Football is arguably the biggest team sport. You take away one player, take away a coach, it's not necessarily that big a deal. You look at Michigan, and I know you looked at them close this year, six games without Jim Harbaugh, and really, to be truthful, Paul, two games without Jim Harbaugh. They won without Jim Harbaugh the only two games they had. They beat Penn State on the road and beat Ohio State at home without their coach. And, that was kind of the thrown in the criteria from the committee with if a coach is missing, if a player is missing. Well, obviously, Harbaugh missing did not hurt Michigan. And you can argue all day long how much the starting quarterback from Florida State being gone hurt them. But obviously, in the end, they were 13-0. They just skirted the Texas situation. Florida State should have been over Texas. They both won comparable leagues. Florida State 13-0. Texas with the loss. Texas, kind of what they were hanging their hat on was this great win at Alabama, which I agree it was. But according to the committee, that really shouldn't have been a great win because that wasn't the same Alabama team. I've heard that, that wasn't the same Alabama team. Well, if that's not the same Alabama team, you can't give Texas that much credit for beating them. I don't know how you feel about any of that.
Well, Bill, I've heard it all, and I appreciate one more view. Thank you very much. Handsome Joe is up next. Hello, Handsome.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum, and you know what? Bill up in Ohio, Paul, is he really that ignorant? Come on. He's going to say, well, Florida State, they about to win with Florida. Hey, Alabama beat the number one team in the country. They beat a Florida Gator team that's garbage. It's just, it ain't even comparable. And I tell you what, Paul, and I got 2 points I want to make. First is, okay, say Georgia would have beat Alabama. Florida State would have been playing Georgia anyway. So So let's just see if Florida State can do what Alabama did and take down Georgia. Except we went to the state of Georgia to do it. Florida State's going to have them down in the state of Florida. So it's going to be more like a home game for them. Let's see if they can beat Georgia. Let's see how good that Rose Bowl game would have been had Georgia beat Alabama, because that's where the Rose Bowl would have been, Florida State and Georgia. They're still going to play each other. Let's just see how Florida State can handle that right there. Because I got a good feeling that Georgia's fixing to roll the train on them. I mean, they're fixing to roll them good,
Paul. Well, I mean, those things, Joe, I realize how important some people are looking at that game, but that's not really – I mean, I'll give Kirby Smart enormous credit if he can get his team up for it. But you know better than anyone, Nick Saban in 08 lost the SEC championship game, and his team rolled over against Utah. Couple years later, in 2013, they lost to Kick Six. That shattered their three-peat. You know what happened the next game? Oklahoma beat them. Really not a great Oklahoma team. So that is right. One of the most difficult things a coach can do, especially in the era of NIL. Saban did it last year. He had two generational players. He got them ready, but they were also playing Kansas State.
And I want to say this, Paul. I'm glad we are going to a 12-team playoff next year, because now there's more than three good teams. I think the transfer portal, NILs, it's made a lot more better than just three teams a year. But I want to say this about Darryl and JK. You know, they've run their heads all year long. They're the two main ones. Georgia's got some good fans, they do. But those two idiots right there, Paul, I mean, their opinions is about as relevant as a fart in a bathtub. And J.K., what he can do is sit there and play with his little rubber ducky in his tub, stick his head in the water, smell his own stinking self, and look for those little Miami Hurricanes while he's down there. You have a good day, Paul. Roll Tide, roll, baby. We're back. Bama's back, baby.
And we are coming right back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Robin is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Robin.
Paul, how are you?
You there, Robin?
I just wanted to get your opinion on something. I think it'd be very nice if University of Central Florida loaned their floats from their national championship parade to Florida State for their parade.
You know, I swore I'd never go back to 2017 with all the flack we caught, and thank you, from at UCF, but this does have a similar ring to it, does it not? I mean, I'm sure somebody will award Florida State a national championship. Augie is up next. Hello, Augie.
Paul, how insufferable is it going to be for us non-Alabama fans for the next month?
Pretty bad.
I mean, I was thinking about all of these people who are calling you in with their very thoughtful, introspective, cogent points on why Florida State should be in, and they're trying to convince you otherwise. Do they not realize that you just cashed that big Sankey check, and there is no way, short of the second coming, that you're going to admit anything other than the SEC has to be in this? But people don't watch your show. They must not get it. But outside of the big games, to me, the best SEC bowl matchup, I think you've got Ole Miss and Penn State, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good game, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I haven't really explored all too many games beyond the one we've been talking about, but there's some very, I think Missouri's matchup is phenomenal as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are going to be two of the better bowl games of the season outside of, the Final Four. So there's a lot of other stuff going on to talk about, but I would
you're smart enough to realize that the day after this,
the oxygen in the room
is going to be fixated on one subject.
But this subject has been beat to death a billion times. Paul, what do you think what do you think about our matchup with Wisconsin? Isn't that just electrifying?
No, it's really not.
Thank you, BK, for Wisconsin. But, Paul, what's the likelihood Alabama wins it all, Saban says adios, goes out on top? Any likelihood? Is it even possible?
Yes, it is possible.
Oh, so you're saying yes. I would have thought you would have said, no way in hell he's coming back, period, end of story. But there is a possibility. There's hope for the rest of us, right? Because that's the only
I think part of that answer surrounds what he did Saturday more than what he would do 3 weeks from now or 5 weeks from now. It's, you know, beating Kirby Smart and ending that, I personally believe, is maybe as important to him as anything else.
Wow, so you're saying that this might be it anyway. I'm not saying it.
I'm just answering your question.
You have not heard me address
that all day because I don't know.
I know. I got you. But it's also insightful, Paul, that John is looking forward to the restaurants in Pasadena. Not the game, but the restaurants in Pasadena. You know what would be pure hell for John if he had to go to the Rose Bowl and sit between Legion and Joe from Red Bay?
I would like that.
I mean, you know, in every small southern town, they've got these two dogs that always run around the street. This bigger one, scraggly old pot liquor dog, and there's this little one that hangs out with him. That's Legion and Joe. I can see it now in Red Bay, the two dogs, the big dog Legion, the little dog Joe, and all we're going to hear is a bunch of yapping about Alabama. And, hey, I may not like Alabama, but I got to pull for them to win it all. But, Paul, do you think it's going to come down to Bama and Texas again? That's the way I see it.
I do.
Boy, so either way it goes, we can claim the SEC is still – the Supreme Conference, right?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Anyway, Paul, congratulations on, you did a hell of a job. I think you need to go into politics because you could be a campaign manager for anybody. You helped pull this off, and you deserve every penny of that check Sankey's going to send you.
Well,
great job.
Thank you. There won't be any checks, but I do feel happy about where we are right now. Thank you very, very much. Let's continue with more calls. Maria is in Florida. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Great show. I've been on several years ago when we talked about some comparisons with Urban Meyer and Spurrier and their coaching style and their reputations. So love to get on the show again and love to talk about the selection committee.
Thank you. By all means.
So, Paul, what I wanted to say was, you know, obviously I'm a lifelong Gator. Am I biased in that way? Yes. But if you look objectively at this, and even if it was the Gators in the position of FSU, which they actually couldn't be because they're in a dominant conference, you know, there's rules for rules. I'm an attorney, and there's clearly rules for reasons and exceptions. And the fact that they allow the committee to look at injured players, coaches, or other players being absent – those things are in place exactly for what happened this year. In addition to that, Florida State, clearly the committee is making a decision that out of all the Power Five conferences, they had to leave one out. And they've truly made a decision that the ACC is the weaker conference. I don't know if I completely agree that Washington is a powerhouse. We'll see if that happens. But clearly, this committee, which is comprised of multiple people with connections to the ACC, chose to choose other conferences over the ACC.
Yeah, Maria,
would you agree?
Bill Corrigan is in the ACC. He's the guy that's out front. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
I'm glad you made that point.
I mean, you have the head of the selection committee that's connected to the ACC. You have, I might be wrong, I've listened to a lot of shows, they say four or five members connected to the ACC. I mean, at the end of the day, this also is about money, okay? So basically, you want to put together the best matchups, and I know it's
Maria,
a money-making
Maria,
business also.
If I could interject, and I hate to interrupt. I want to address that, because that is you're a lawyer, you want to keep things inside the white lines, and that is a faulty argument that I've heard people make for this reason. The money is already in the bank. The conferences and college football teams have already, this agreement is has another year or two to go. So Alabama and Michigan, as great as that is, and let's say 5 million more people watch than would have watched Michigan and Florida State, it's not changing anything because these games are precious to companies like ESPN, And I think I heard somebody, some commentator yesterday, try to act like that's the only reason. That is not the only reason, because we're already moving to a different system next year. That in 2026 will move into a new contract. So these administrators are not like, I mean, I might do that. I might think about TV ratings, but these are wonks. I mean, these are academicians. These are administrators. These are not people that the money, again, I've said it before, but it's worth repeating. The money is in the bank. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. What an afternoon this has been. So what's Cat Daddy upset about? What's the problem, Cat Daddy?
Big Paul greeting.
I heard all that earlier. Well, what did you not say that you needed to say?
All right, Mr. Feinbaum, let's get it down to the bottom line if that's what you're ready to do. But you sit here and you sanctify Alabama.
Roll Tide.
In a Hail Mary pass.
Roll Tide.
Okay, Mr. Feinbaum, you know, I had 99% of people come into the store today, and they think the entire college.
Hey, Cat Daddy, I don't know how to break this to you, but the folks that come into your liquor store don't constitute the people that make the decisions at the college football playoff. I mean, I appreciate them being fans, but that's not exactly what I would call a poll, a reputable poll from a liquor store in Columbia, South Carolina. But I do appreciate you calling back. Let's get to someone objective, okay? AJ is up next.
Never sample. Hey, Cat Daddy, never sample your product because it sounds like you've been sampling a lot of it tonight.
It sounds like, you know, I don't know about you, AJ. I worked at McDonald's my first job. And when my shift was over, they let us grab whatever we wanted and go downstairs and eat or take it home. I think that rule must apply at the package store where our friend.
Well, yeah, whatever don't sell, you can have. That's
you always hear the expression, what is it, Randy, three sheets into the wind? He was nine sheets into the wind.
I think he surpassed, he can't talk about Larry, that's for sure, after the night. There ain't no doubt about that. But, Paul, how you going to make it the rest of the year? I know you're broke.
I am broke.
I know you're broke. Sunday morning, you woke up. I know what you did Sunday morning. You woke up and broke out that J.P. Chase Morgan black card, and you swiped it.
You're
out
of
money. What are you and Mrs. Dr. Feinbaum going to do the rest of the year? You're
going to
live off of her salary?
We're going to help out Habitat for Humanity and try to, you know, see if we can steal some money off the top.
You're going to have to climb out of that crimson closet that you stay in. And then, you know, everybody's going to know what's going on. But that's what happened, Paul. I mean, you know, you got them in, Paul. Every bit of this is your fault, Paul. I mean, at least explain to Feinbaum Nation how Alabama actually got in. It's because you paid them. You swiped the card. You did the deal.
Hey,
and now
hey, AJ, let me assure you, I would not ever use a card to pay someone off. There are better ways.
Well, I was wondering because, Mrs. Dr. Feinbaum's going to check the mail a couple of days, and she's going to see that transaction. She's going to be like, what did you do, Paul?
I've never made any bones about my wife being an Alabama fan. So she said fine.
Where did she graduate from?
Vanderbilt.
She an Alabama graduate?
No, she's a Vanderbilt graduate.
Vanderbilt, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say, but I know it was because of you that got them in. I mean, everybody puts all that weight on thank you, but Paul Feinbaum is the one that carries
the weight. She grew up in an Alabama family. That's all there is to it. And she didn't mind. I mean, we've had a good year, and we decided to give back.
Well, you know, Paul, it's funny because all year long.
You ever hear the expression,
you
dance with who brought you? We got here with Alabama fans. Roll Tide.
That's beautiful. You know, are you there?
I have absolutely no interest in leaving.
Okay, well, and after tonight, I wasn't either. But you know, I will say, Paul, at the end of the day, you were the one that ridiculed Nick Saban the most. You were his biggest critic.
Absolutely.
You were Alabama's biggest critic early
Absolutely.
In the year. And I just would like to know, how does that crow taste, Paul?
Pretty good, AJ. Pretty good. Johnny B. is up next. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. And
thank you.
A big roll tide. And AJ made me think about something there, that you may be having some money problems, because I was as proud as I've ever been for you challenging the committee like you did. And then I look, and you've got on maize and blue Michigan shoes. Did it get so bad you had to borrow some Harbaugh clothing to do that?
I borrowed the shirt from Harbaugh and the tie from Nate Oates.
Yeah, your wife got to be smart. Isn't she from Hackleburg up in here around my
Well,
age?
No. Her brother, she's from Birmingham. Her brother-in-law, who grew up in Birmingham, has a place up in Hackleburg.
All right. Hey, one more thing before I go. Everybody was nervous. I felt like I was about to play the game. But I want to give a big shout-out to Stephen M. Smith.
Oh, my goodness.
Smith,
he got overshadowed today.
He stole the show, Paul. That was one of the best things ever. And I feel confident.
I told the guys earlier while we were sitting around celebrating Alabama and the CFP with some champagne that I picked up at the package store, that I thought Stephen M. Smith Friday afternoon in Atlanta was one of the greatest moments of the year.
It had to be. It had to be. It's what makes live stuff like that so wonderful. And I just want to say roll tide and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. I realize that everybody wasn't with us Friday afternoon, or you may have been and then you missed it. Why don't we go ahead and share this for those who missed it? This is Stephen M. Smith. He writes for Touchdown Alabama. And we were just free associating at the, I think our other guest did a Larry Munson invitation. So this is what happened on the air.
Adam Griffin. Chris Davis beat out the end zone. Chris Davis is going 25, 20, 25. 30, 30, 40, going to the 50, 50, 45, Chris Davis is gone. They're not going to catch Chris Davis. He falls backwards into the end zone. Nick Saban, disgusted, coming off the field. He doesn't know what's happened, but Auburn's won the game on the most zany play in the history of college football. What in the world just happened, Bill? I have no idea, but Auburn just won.
So, I remember now, Wes Blankenship had done one of the famous Georgia plays. I'm sorry. Blankenship did the Milroe throw in Larry Munson voice. So then the crowd chanted for Stephen M. to do the kick six. That was my idea. Do we have it? Let's do it one more time now that you know what it is.
Adam Griffith takes the kick. It's going to go. It's got some distance. It lost leg. Chris Davis beat out the end zone. Chris Davis is going 25, 20, 25. 30, 30, 40, going to the 50, 50, 45. Chris Davis is gone. They're not going to catch Chris Davis. He falls backwards into the end zone. Nick Saban, disgusted, coming off the field. He doesn't know what's happened, but Auburn's won the game on the most zany play in the history of college football. What in the world just happened, Bill? I have no idea, but Auburn just won.
You know, I know there's been a lot of off-the-field controversy about where Alabama – goes from here for a play-by-play announcer. I think we just found him. I mean, is there anybody better than Stephen M. Smith? Stephen A. Smith, eat your heart out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.